From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. The U.S. House of Representatives voted 222-200 Wednesday night to approve an effort by Congressman Jared Golden to force Speaker Mike Johnson to hold a vote on the Protect America's Workforce Act. The act is Golden's bill to repeal a presidential executive order that stripped union rights from roughly 1 million federal workers. A vote on a final passage of the bill is expected to take place Thursday. The Trump administration is withdrawing a plan that would have gutted funding for Maine's homelessness programs. But as Nicole Grisco reports, Maine's support network for people experiencing homelessness faces a new round of uncertainty.
Under a new policy from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, Maine was set to lose about $13 million for programs that provided permanent supportive housing and other services to people experiencing homelessness. But this week, HUD told a federal court that it's rescinding that funding plan. The Trump administration says it will issue a new funding opportunity, but has not given a timeline. The uncertainty means many of Maine's homelessness programs are in limbo. A handful of Maine programs that provide permanent or rapid rehousing services are set to run out of funding this winter. Maine housing officials told state lawmakers Wednesday that as a result, providers are developing contingency plans. Meantime, Maine, along with two dozen other states, are asking a federal court to intervene. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole Ogrisco.
Central Maine Medical Center must maintain its trauma center certification or it cannot move forward with its planned sale to Prime Healthcare Foundation. As Patty White reports, the Lewiston-based hospital announced it would drop the designation at the beginning of December for financial reasons.
A spokesperson for the state says the Lewiston Hospital must either maintain its designation or Prime Healthcare Foundation will need to reestablish it. Prime has until December 21st to ask the state to reconsider the requirement. A spokesperson for the organization says they're reviewing the state's conditions. The California-based organization is the nonprofit branch of Prime Healthcare, which came under fire earlier this year after it ended trauma certification at a hospital it purchased in Illinois. Maine has two other trauma centers, Maine Medical Center in Portland and Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center in Bangor. State Emergency Medical Services requires that patients with serious injuries be transported to a trauma center if travel time is less than 45 minutes. Otherwise, patients should be treated at the closest hospital. Central Maine Medical Center has said it's preserving trauma care, but dropping certification will save the hospital roughly $500,000 in administrative costs. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Maine lawmakers heard from representatives of the forest products industries Wednesday about the effect that 10% tariffs on Canadian imports are having on their operations. Colin Beal, a woodland pulp mill contractor, says tariffs and a downturn in the overall global market contributed to a recent shutdown of the mill. He said the mill is poised to restart next week, but a new broker fee on Canadian imports is adding to the financial strain.
What that means in terms of manufacturing pulp, that's an added cost of about $8 to our cost of goods manufactured, which is enormous. That is a significant headwind going forward if this continues.
The broker fees are required by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency as part of a tracking system for shipments of hazardous waste, such as wood pulp. Beal has asked Maine's congressional delegation to try to repeal the requirement. Portland's skyline may one day look quite different. The city's planning board Tuesday night gave the green light to a 30-story tower proposed for the Old Port. When built, the tower would be the tallest by far in Maine and in northern New England. The plan calls for about 70 condos, nearly 90 hotel rooms, retail, and a publicly accessible observation area at the top. Portland resident Paulo Correa says he doesn't believe the project serves as a community benefit or addresses the city's affordability challenges.
I think it's a slap in the face to Portland residents who are struggling with rent and, you know, with rising prices at the grocery store. And I also think it's a slap in the face to the homeless community.
Others said Portland should build up and argued that the project supports the city's goals of creating a more dense urban downtown. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join Irwin Gratz for Morning Edition starting at 5 a.m. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.